Yesterday, they had a memorial ceremony at Huna High School for police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka, who died in the line of duty. Casey Kelly of member station KTOO has more.
The crowd was so large that about 100 people had to watch on closed-circuit television in the old gymnasium. Many government and tribal leaders from Southeast and other parts of Alaska were in attendance. Dignitaries included Governor Sean Parnell, Senator Lisa Murkowski, and U.S. Senate candidate Scott McAdams. Several dozen uniformed public safety officers lined the bleachers and rows of folding chairs on the gym floor. Police, fire, and military agencies from every corner of Alaska, as well as the lower 48 and Canada, were represented. Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters commented on the bonds that unite the law enforcement community during tragedy.
As witness to how strong it is, one just needs to look around this room. Local, state, federal, international law enforcement officers are banded here together.
Huna Police Chief John Millen said he'd flipped a coin and decided to eulogize Tokuoka first.
Matt ran directly into a hail of bullets when any other person would run away, and he did so without a hint of hesitation. He laid down his life for his partner and his community.
Millen described Wallace as an amazing and unique young man who loved his mother and daughter with all his heart.
Tony Wallace loved being a cop and helping people. So much good arose from his amazing come-from-behind success story.
Millen said Wallace and Tokuoka both had wonderful senses of humor, and he'd miss the times they spent joking together around the police station. As the service came to an end, four U.S. Marines performed a military gun salute outside the gym. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Present.